Thank you so much. That's right. Time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike, and we've got a good pile of good stuff.
The 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride, the Saddle Bronc match you've been waiting for, coming up at the Open A Angus Arena in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. It's August 3rd, gates open at 11, grand entry at 12:30, and the action starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Go to hotrnd.com for more information.
Tri-State Livestock News. Local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. You really need to get your subscription going now. Get a hold of TSLN.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Go to Merritt Reservoir. They have the Home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up the 28th of this month, and International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. So check things out at visitvalentine.org.
Mike, here's a funny little story. Having found her daughter playing doctor with the neighbor's son, the irate mother marched across the street to confront his parents. "Oh, don't take it so seriously," the kid's mother said. "It's only natural for children their age to want to satisfy their curiosity." "Curiosity? Curiosity!" the girl's mother said, fuming. "He removed her appendix."
Oh, no. Took a little too far.
I think so. "And my wife claims I never pay any attention to her. At least that's what I think," she said.
July 21st through the 27th is the 102nd Annual Deadwood Days of 76 Rodeo. Yep, it's award-winning. I'll let you find that out on your own. And don't forget the PRCA steer roping on Sunday, July 21st, and parades the 26th and 27th. At that, historic parades in daysof76.com is where you find out more details.
And folks, let us know how accurate this actually is. It's called Cat Years. I don't know who wrote it. I just realized that while the children are dogs, loyal and affectionate, teenagers are cats. It's so easy to be a dog owner. You feed it, train it, boss it around. It puts its head on your knee and gazes at you as if you were a Rembrandt painting. It bounds indoors with enthusiasm when you call. Then around age 13, your adoring little puppy turns into a big old cat. When you tell it to come inside, it looks amazed as if wondering who died and made you emperor. Instead of dogging your footsteps, it disappears. You won't see it again until it gets hungry. Then it pauses on its sprint through the kitchen long enough to turn its nose up at whatever you're serving. When you reach out to ruffle its head in that old affectionate gesture, it twists away from you, then gives you a blank stare, as if trying to remember where it has seen you before. You, not realizing that the dog is now a cat, think something must be desperately wrong with it. It seems so antisocial, so distant, sort of depressed. It won't go on family outings. Since you're the one who raised it, taught it to fetch and sit and stay on command, you assume that you did something wrong. Flooded with guilt and fear, you redouble your efforts to make your pet behave. Only now you're dealing with a cat, so everything that worked before now produces the opposite of the desired result. Call it. It runs away. Tell it to sit. It jumps on the counter. The more you go toward it, wringing your hands, the more it moves away. Instead of continuing to act like a dog owner, you can learn to behave like a cat owner. Put a dish of food near the door and let it come to you. But remember that a cat needs your help and your affection, too. Sit still and it will come. Seeking that warmth and comforting lap, it was not entirely forgotten. Be there to open the door for it. One day your grown-up child will walk into the kitchen, give you a big kiss, and say, "You've been on your feet all day. Let me get those dishes for you." Then you'll realize that your cat is a dog again.
Oh, that's a good analogy, isn't it?
I like it.
While the popular stereotype exists that dogs chase and harass cats, there are much more videos of cats harassing innocent dogs. Kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it did.
It?
You'd have thought we'd have arranged that.
Yeah. Zero gravity allows for the creation of a pizza with toppings on both sides.
True. That would be good.
And rushing to the restroom is an all-in-one test of speed, strength, stamina, and pride. Some things to think about today as we wrap things up, and wish that you have a great day from the good stuff.